The usually placid relations between the United States and its northern neighbor Canada were a bit choppy recently as negotiators from both nations faced a deadline to reach a trade agreement to replace NAFTA. The 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, which President Trump once called a job-killing disaster. The U.S. reached agreement with Mexico weeks ago, and with time running out, also reached an agreement with Canada that must still be ratified by Congress. Dr. Christopher Kirky is the director of the Center for the Study of Canada and Institute on Quebec Studies at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh.
In terms of the big picture of the Canada-U.S. relationship, I think to the extent that President Trump had suggested that the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was perhaps dishonest or weak or wasn't fully committed to negotiating NAFTA, I strongly believe now that, and we see that in Mr. Trump's most recent tweet, that we're going to have a chance to reset the Canada-U.S. relationship. One might even argue that what Mr. Trump was doing was rather strategic in terms of trying to get the Canadians to move along. But the good news, I think, is that there has been no fundamental damage done to the Canada-U.S. relationship. I think that Canadians, federal government of Mr. Trudeau will continue to be a bit wary of Mr. Trump, given his proclivity for sort of unfounded pronouncements. But the truth is, I think that the relationship is still decidedly strong.
Now, Richard Nixon and Prime Minister Trudeau's father certainly had a somewhat hard relationship at times. And if this story is true, President Lyndon Johnson apparently threatened a Canadian Prime Minister over Vietnam, physically threatened him. I don't know if that story is true. You hear it from time to time. But so this happens from time to time, does it not, between a U.S. president and a Canadian Prime Minister?
It does. I think the watchword for the Canada-U.S. relationship as regards the relations between the Prime Minister and the President is that while the relationship is deeply intertwined economically, socially, culturally, historically, the truth of the matter is that when there is a positive ongoing relationship between the Prime Minister and the President, that provides a lubricant to the relationship to make it flow, to make it work in a really profoundly positive way. And so to the extent that this hiccup over renegotiating what had been NAFTA has been moved forward, the fact is that that will allow for a positive movement on the Canada-U.S. relationship. It's very important that Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau have a working positive relationship. There's no question about that.
Now, regarding another issue, that is President Trump has been calling for NATO allies to put more money into NATO and let the U.S. Sort of take off its own financial burden. Is that still a sore point between the two countries?
I think it's fair to say, you know, Donald Trump's an interesting, he has a very interesting and in some ways unique perspective on multilateral arrangements, be they security such oriented, such as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or trade, such as the World Trade Organization. He sees these creations of the post-1945 world as, you know, perhaps good at the outset, but over time working to the disadvantage, particularly the financial disadvantage of the United States. And with regard to NATO, certainly Mr. Trump has asked allies such as Canada and others to contribute more. I think the answer with regard to Canada is to say that while the Canadian contribution may not be as robust as Washington would like, there hasn't been a lot of grumbling lately out of what Canada has done. Canada has stepped up its game in that respect. And I think the United States is grateful for that. So as a source of irritation, that's certainly not at the forefront right now.
What is the it's still early, but what is the reaction for Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada? Will this increase his poll numbers, do you think, even perhaps slightly or even more than slightly?
I think it will, simply because next year is the will be the federal election in Canada. And obviously, and as you say, it's early days, but the truth of the matter is Mr. Trudeau can, and Mr. Trump is not a popular figure amongst Canadians. And quite honestly, sort of the jabs that he's taken at the Prime Minister and at Canada, Mr. Trudeau can now go back and sort of say, look, we recognize that there was no status quo here with regard to NAFTA, that change had to be made, and our goal was to effectively, you know, make sure that we didn't give away too much, but at the same time, we made sure that we preserved those elements of NAFTA in this new agreement that we really wanted to see going forward. And, of course, make changes in the direction of certain issues that we found to be important. So I think for Mr. Trudeau, this has the potential to be a very positive force.
Dr. Christopher Kirkey is the director of the Center for the Study of Canada and Institute on Quebec Studies at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh.